Hello and welcome back to Perfectly Paranormal, episode 49. My name's Anna Schmidt, and I'm here every week to share with you true paranormal encounters and information about devils, demons, and dark energy beings that no one else talks about. And today we're speaking with Brianna Dean, a fellow podcaster and paranormal experiencer. Now she's here today to share with you three of her experiences about the ghostly lady on the road, the spooky bike rider, and the haunted honeymoon hotel. So sit back and get comfortable as we delve into all things unknown and spooky. Hi, Brianna. It's great to have you here with us today.
Thank you so much for having me.
I'm really excited to hear your paranormal stories.
Thank you. I have three, and I'm going to let you pick your favorite because I'm really not sure which one's my favorite. They all have their kind of unique circumstances around them. Well, I'll tell you this in the order that they happened. I think that's the best way to do it.
That would be great.
Okay, so my very first experience, I believe in heaven, I believe in God. So, you know, I think if you believe in that stuff, you have to believe there are spirits because that's the whole idea. When we're spirits, we die, we pass on to the afterlife. So, you know, I've never been a doubter, but I have been one kind of like, I don't know if you actually see spirits, like if you can actually see a figure or anything like that. Until one day I was driving down the road and it was really late at night. It was about 1:15 or something like that. And my neighbor was on her deathbed at the time. We knew that she didn't have long to live. So I'm just driving down the road and I get on my street and I have my brother and a friend, at least two or three other people in the car with me. And I just stopped in the middle of the road. It's like country road. Nobody's around. No other cars. And I'm like, do y'all see that? And they're just like, what? And I kept going. And I was like, nothing. And then I kind of just dismissed it. And then I got home. And my neighbors were like, really? Now, there goes my husband with the lights again. He knows I'm in here telling spooky stories. So he's flickering the light.
You've got your own special lighting effects person there in the house with you today.
Yes, exactly. So I got home and my neighbors, they're both really old and they're not going to be up this time of night. And it's super dark where I live because it's really rural and there's only one or two street lights. But I look out my back door because I could get a perfect view of my neighbor's house from there. And I knew, I forgot to mention this, what I saw in the road was just a figure with a hat and a dress. And I'd seen pictures of my neighbor wearing that outfit because she was in some kind of women's sorority type thing. And that's the kind of outfits that they wore. And I didn't see the face or anything like that, but I did see the figure and I knew to look out for her because I knew that she was about to pass on. So that's why I looked at my neighbor's house and saw the light on. I knew that was not normal because, you know, I was young and like in my early 20s. I was up late a lot, but they were never had any lights on or anything at night. The next day, I found out that she passed about the same time I was driving down the road and saw that in the middle of the road. It was like I saw her passing on.
Wow, she was showing herself to you. That's amazing. Yeah.
And she really did love me. Like, we were close. She was a nice lady, and I knew her since I was born, pretty much. Yeah.
I quite often find that people will show themselves to those that they love.
Yeah.
It's not always family members. Like you said, it mm-hmm. can be friends of the family, people that you felt really attached to, really connected to emotionally, yeah. And you'd shared sort of life experiences together. So that's beautiful. Mm-hmm.
So you saw her. Did you feel anything through that experience? Did you feel her energy, or was it mainly visual?
Because I didn't know what I'd saw until I realized that she had passed that night, and I asked what time because I wanted to know because of my experience. When I found that out, I just knew, what are the odds? You know, it had to be her.
And did it make you feel more comfortable in the fact that when we leave these bodies, that soul energy, that's what I call, when you see the spirit, that's that soul energy. It actually leaves the body and it has to go somewhere. So there is the afterlife.
Yeah. So that's my first story. Now, the second story, I tell this one sometimes, but that was definitely kind of like an apparition. The second story I'm going to tell you, it was either a real person or they can look exactly like a real person. But me and my husband were outside and we were just standing in the front yard, minding our business. And then all of a sudden, somebody starts going down the road on a bicycle. And I don't even know what decade it was from. Like way back, 50s, 40s, 30s, heck, 20s, I don't know. It was an old time bicycle. I'd never seen one in real life like that style until recently. They started coming back. I see them around more, but like I'd never seen a bicycle like that before. And then the person had like, I don't know what kind of dresses they are. The big fluffy dress. It was a costume, or it was somebody from back in the day with those big fluffy frilly dresses. But you know how they stick out with the frill and stuff?
Yeah, yeah.
One of those big hats. Her hair, like, in perfect curls.
Wow.
Like, makeup. Like, it looked like freaking out of a... She was beautiful. She looked real as day. But she looked like she stepped out of a completely different decade or century. Like, she was not of this time. And I just watched her go right by my house, and I just watched her as she went. Couldn't take my eyes off of her because I couldn't believe it. I'd never seen anybody that looked like that before. Then I looked at my, well, now husband, and I said, did you see that? And he's just looking down, mind his own business, shh, you know, like, don't look at people. And I'm like, I'm not. I've just never seen anybody. Like, I've seen all kinds of different people, but not somebody that looked like they stepped out of a different time.
Yeah, yeah. No, I think you're on the ball there because I've spoken to lots of people who have seen spirits. And sometimes they say that they are very sort of faint and wispy and transparent. And other people have said that they just look like real people. And I don't have an answer as to why they can show themselves in different ways. It's really quite fascinating. So I want to get back to your husband. Did you sort of say to him, look, that was a spirit. That wasn't a real person. Yeah,
I still ask him about that. I've asked him about that before. I was like, do you think that was a ghost? Like, what do you think? And he's just, I don't know. He's just like, I don't know. And I don't think he really cares.
No, some people aren't interested. You know, you get the skeptics. I mean, skeptics don't want to know, or they want to debunk everything. And that's fine. I love the debunking. Yeah. We'll have to leave that one as an unknown because I would say it was a spirit.
I grew up my whole life, 21, 22 years, I lived there. And I have never seen anybody that looked like that going up and down the road. And then I tried to keep a lookout to see because I know where some turning points are. And unless you're riding far, like, and she looked too pretty to be riding a bike down the road like that, you know? So I didn't see her come back by, and I never seen anything like that before, and I never saw anything after that. So, and that's just what was so strange. And I knew most of my neighbors, like people up and down, because my family lived there generations, you know, and kind of the same thing. A lot of the same people stayed in that area and kind of knew each other, and I didn't know that person.
Interesting. It's good how observant you are and how you think about all the possibilities. How exciting. So what's your third experience? I'm interested to hear what this one is.
This one's pretty cool, I think, too. I mean, So, me and my husband, we got married. We just kind of had a small wedding and we took a weekend trip. It wasn't far away, just we were going to take the weekend trip. And I found this really cute hotel and it was built early 1900s, maybe. When we get to the hotel, it was so cute in the pictures. It looked like the perfect romantic, charming getaway, you know? So we pulled up. It was packed. It was so busy. I didn't expect it to be that busy. And we parked and we got out. And as soon as we got out, I just kind of said to myself, this place is haunted. But I didn't say anything. I didn't say anything. I just got that feeling. My husband didn't say anything either. But when we got inside, we were checking in at the front desk. There was a lot of people in the lobby. And I was just looking around like, what's going on? Because they were like having a meeting. And then the person at the desk gives us two bottles of holy water. I was like, well, what do we do with it? They gave us a bottle of water to drink. That's nice. No, I didn't know what it was at first, but they were having a séance in the lobby. And this place is like really, supposedly really haunted. Now, nothing happened to me when I was there, but I will be honest, I was a little bit creeped out. I was a little bit scared. And I was just hoping that nothing happened to me while I was there. Because I wasn't expecting it. You know, I was expecting to have this like romantic kind of getaway, and then turns out the place is haunted. It really gave me creepy vibes. And like I said, whenever we first got out, I kind of just felt like this place is haunted. We didn't stay that much, pretty much just to sleep there. And it wasn't that comfortable. The bed wasn't comfortable. The bathrooms weren't as clean as I'd like. So it really wasn't that great. But looking back, I went to a haunted hotel for our honeymoon. It's a pretty cool story to tell. They actually made a documentary about the hotel. So we went up to the same area recently, within the past, like this past summer. And we're like, let's ride by the hotel, you know, and see how it's going. And it looks shut down. So I started looking it up on the internet. And come to find out, it closed in 2020 with the pandemic, you know, because a lot of hotels weren't getting the business because people weren't traveling. So, and it was already struggling then, I guess. And, you know, the pandemic just kind of really put them under. Also, it needed a lot of maintenance that hadn't been kept up with like it should have been and stuff like that. So I think that really put them even more in a hole. But they did do a documentary there. And it is called, I'll share the link with you, but the name of the documentary is Basalm, a Paranormal Investigation. And they did it in 2021. I think you can stream it on Amazon Prime. So if you want to learn a little bit more about the history of the hotel, I really suggest watching it. We came home and watched it after we found out about the documentary.
Sure, it
And
sounds
it was
interesting.
pretty interesting. But 112-year-old 40,000 square foot hotel. It's really nice. It's right there on the train track. And, you know, back in the day, this was the place people going up and down the train tracks stop, stay there. I think there have been suicide, maybe a murder there. It's just crazy because I didn't expect to show up at a haunted hotel.
I wonder if you were picking up on the séance energy that these people were vibing out.
Maybe. Yeah,
Because
maybe.
quite often, when people have the intention to connect with something that's out there, the vibe of that is going to attract all the spirits in the vicinity to that location. So some of those spirits may be from the hotel if there's been traumas or things that have happened there. But some of them can be from the local environment, and they're just drawn to the fact that people want to connect with the afterlife.
Yeah, that makes sense. Yeah.
I find that happens quite a lot. I've been doing this work a long time, working with the paranormal, so I've seen lots of different sort of situations, lots of different experiences where the spirits, some of them just want help. Some of
Yeah.
them just want to see what you're up to. Because they like being here in the earth environment and they're just roaming around doing whatever they do. But they're like, oh, someone's having a séance. Let's just go and hang out with them.
Yeah.
So it's fascinating.
I did forget about this. So we were standing outside one night talking to another couple, and this couple was telling us, don't worry, we've been here plenty of times and they'd never seen or experienced anything weird. While we were standing there talking to them, somebody came running out of one of the rooms, and we could see like through the door that they called the owner in there, and they must have experienced something while we were outside on the porch.
And also, too, if it's an old building, lots of people would have stayed there. And sometimes spirits will go back to buildings where they've enjoyed living or they've enjoyed their time there. So I wonder what sort of séance experiences they had in the lobby.
I don't know. I wish they had more of the documentary or something. Like, I would like to know more about the history and all, but all I know is what I've read and what they told about in the documentary.
Well, I'd like to
Yeah.
thank you, Brianna, for coming on Perfectly Paranormal today and sharing your
Thank
wonderful
you.
stories. Thank you very much.
Thank you for having me. I really enjoyed it.
So, in episode 50, I have finally reached the big 5-0, and that tells me that I'm nearly at my first year of podcasting. And we are going to be exploring in that episode the connection between dark energy beings and past lives. Now, I'm like most people. Back in my early days, I didn't actually believe in reincarnation and past lives. But when I started doing a lot more in-depth energy clearing for people, I was finding issues that weren't coming from this lifetime. And I'm going to be talking about it in that episode. So we're going to be looking at, do these dark energy beings come through with us from previous lifetimes? And how does their presence affect us in this lifetime? And I'll be sharing two of my client experiences about how these detrimental energy beings affected their health and their mindset, and how medical and mental health professionals couldn't fully solve these people's problems. So thank you for joining me today. And don't forget, if you want to share a paranormal experience just with myself, or you would like me to share one of your experiences through my podcast, you can do a voice recording, or you can write out your experience and I will read it exactly as you have written. You can email me at spiritualbeing44@gmail.com. And for information on paranormal house clearing, you can visit my website, Spiritual Being. You will find the address in the description box. And I look forward to sharing this spooky space again with you next week. And remember, life is perfectly paranormal.